On the show today, we have Trellis's very own Rick Bradbury talking about the company's new cloud capabilities of M360 and all the cool things that it can do for credit unions. So check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with the broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Rick Bradbury from Trellis. Rick, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much, Mike. Thanks for having me on today.
Oh my gosh, you're welcome. You are the Chief Revenue Officer there at Trellis. And so how are things, before we dive into the interview, how are things at Trellis these days?
Things are going very well. Trellis is a very fast moving organization and growing very rapidly. So that growth keeps everybody on their toes and everyone's got lots to do. And it's been an exciting year for us. It's been an exciting 2 years actually, with just steady commitments being met, steady growth, and lots of new customers being onboarded and lots of new products coming out. So hopefully we'll talk a little bit more
about
that.
One of them here. So we're going to be talking about the new, nice segue, by the way, new cloud capabilities of the M360. So what are the latest cloud capabilities of the M360? Can you just give us an overview here?
I will, absolutely. So cloud capabilities are very similar to the on-prem capabilities. We're taking the best of in the on-prem world, and we're migrating that up into the cloud. And so some of those benefits of the cloud are ones that you would get from any cloud product. You get really fast implementations, you get lots of updates, software updates are really easy to push out. And so we're taking all of the best, all of the patented capabilities that are in the on-prem product, the way that we bring in data, the way that we standardize it, the way that we can connect cores and ancillaries and do all of that magic. It really is magic. It's a lot of hard work that the team has built over the years, and we make that a really simple process. And now we're moving that into the cloud, and we're adding a few other features into that cloud environment to make the experience even better.
Ooh, so nice.
As you think about cloud, you think about, hey, where does my data go and who manages that and how do things work? And many credit unions have experience moving some applications into the cloud, but not the really core critical ones. And so that's really what we're tackling with their help, is how to now take those last core transactional data, the data that comes off of the core transactional systems, and move that into the cloud. So we're working with clients on tokenization and PII and all of those really important components and aspects of managing data.
Indeed. Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, this bodes really well for credit unions too, because it really sets them on the path of being super progressive, and which keeps them relevant and keeps the members happy, right? So it's just, that's kind of the end result here, keeping those members happy with this latest technology.
It is. And I have to say to all of your viewers, you and I did not rehearse all of this, but I was like, I was going to say some of that very same thing, you know, and I'll just impromptu if I can. I'm just going to jump in and say, you know, the benefit of anything you do with data in the credit union space is to better serve members, to better serve local communities. That's a really important aspect. It's to really run an efficient organization. Mm-hmm. So to be really wise and have a good ROI with everything that you do. And the world is changing. Everywhere you look,
whether
it's e-commerce, social media, it doesn't really matter, B2B technology and applications, everything is running off of data these days. And so we are helping credit unions with these data solutions come and be more competitive to stay relevant and to connect with an entirely new generation of credit union members who are digitally savvy and really are looking for kind of a data-driven experience at the end of the day.
Yeah, you guys are giving them the tools to compete pretty well out there. So, and that's what they're asking for, and that's what they're getting. So, and having said that, can you provide a couple of like real world examples or scenarios of how these capabilities help credit unions? I mean, actually kind of level the playing field, so to speak.
Absolutely. So I've chatted with a few credit union CEOs in the last 6 months, and I've described these capabilities and I've said, hey, look, one of the challenges that you as a credit union CEO face is you're getting data from all over your organization, from multiple departments. And sometimes those reports don't reconcile, or one department says one thing and another department says another. Or sometimes your data reporting and analysis may be clustered within just a few departments, whereas there's kind of a desert for some of the other departments who don't have a lot of metrics or KPIs or data or reports to come back with and to really share. So what M360 does within the credit union is level that entire playing field, where every single department and all of the key leaders are using the same source data on M360 to manage the key KPIs across the domains that really matter within the credit union. And they all reconcile. They tick and tie right back to the core transactional information. And the CEO, the head of the organization, doesn't have to worry about getting mixed information back, doesn't have to worry about some organizations having a lot of data and the others not. And so we provide 64 prepackaged reports across all domains, auto loans, mortgages, savings, you name it, credit cards, things like that.
Okay.
And bring that to them. And the beauty is you can custom build right on top of that as well. If there are different views or different data components that you want to bring in on top of that.
Everybody's different, right? So yeah.
Everybody is different. We've solved for, you know, the 80%+ to say, hey, we're going to get you this package that works for just about everybody. And from there, the world is whatever you'd like to make it. It's your oyster and you can build on top of that platform.
Right on, right on. And so according to the press release, the new data analytics capabilities deliver the large scale cloud experience that has been missing in the credit union market. So can you expand a little bit on this statement here?
Absolutely. Absolutely. When you look at the cloud capabilities that exist within the credit union space, they're generally pretty limited. They're limited to just a few cores, or the breadth is not terribly large. And the providers that are out there sort of cherry pick, you know, an opportunity here or there or a use case, and then define it somewhat narrowly, powerfully maybe, but narrowly, so that it only really relates to certain credit unions or certain aspects of a credit union's operation. And what we're going for here is breadth and depth of bringing cloud capabilities into the mix that really allow an enterprise to standardize, you know, all of its data, credit union to standardize that information all throughout the enterprise, and to do it across all of the key cores out there that matter, as well as the ancillary systems that are most heavily used by credit unions. And there is nobody that offers that breadth today. Mm-hmm. Our on-prem product has that breadth already and has customers spread across a variety of different cores and ancillary systems. And we're taking that and we're bringing it right into the cloud environment. And we're doing so in a way that's totally objective, totally neutral. You know, there's no other product that you need to buy or use or be a part of in order to take advantage of that type of data capability. This is really for credit unions. It's for nothing else than to make sure that they've got the data capabilities that they really need.
It sounds like you guys got the bases covered here pretty well for folks out there. And so, and having said that, so what are the goals? What do you guys want to achieve here with these new capabilities?
Yeah, I would say, you know, our goals, I'm going to put the customer first, as we always like to do.
Oh, yeah.
And I shared earlier that the world really runs on data today. And so our goals are to put really powerful, really affordable capabilities into the hands of credit unions. Mm-hmm. When we talk with credit unions, many of them have attempted to go and build out a data strategy by themselves. And I'll just throw out a couple rules of thumb. Nothing, as you said, every credit union is different. But by and large, what we've heard is this. It takes probably a minimum of 3 years for a credit union to build this themselves.
Good grief.
It costs many millions of dollars, and it has a pretty high resource commitment from, you know, the headcount, the employees that have to be put and focused on the effort. And the result of all of that is a questionable outcome, you know, of a quality range that can vary. And we've already done all of the hard work for the credit union. And so why bother going and rebuilding all the cores, the connectors, standardizing the data, the names of the fields and how they all plug in and tie all to each other? We've already done all of that. And so we can really bring this at scale to a population of credit unions for a fraction of the cost and at a fraction of the time that it would take them to really do it themselves. And so today, Trilance is the leader in data solutions, and our goal is to stay the leader, but to really expand the value that we are bringing to credit unions, because we don't exist for any other purpose than to make sure that our target audience is successful, and that's really where we're focused.
Yep. And if we haven't learned anything, but this year though, but it's just time is the essence. Cause I mean, everything is, you know, we've really had immediacy, you know, getting things up and running quickly to serve members who have been, I mean, especially this year alone has just really taught us that, you know, we've got to be fluid here. We got to be very flexible and be able to adapt and adopt things quickly. And it sounds like this is what you guys got going here.
That's exactly right. And I said earlier, we were growing rapidly. Let me throw out just a tidbit. It doesn't really relate to M360 specifically, but I think we have hired about 75 new employees in 2020 and through the pandemic. So we have been interviewing virtually. We've brought people on board. We've hired them in Tampa. Some of them may have joined us remotely. They've come from all kinds of different organizations, organizations that have a long history of serving credit unions or banks. We've hired employees from other organizations like Amazon or PricewaterhouseCoopers. Mm-hmm. Across the whole spectrum, we've hired technologists, consultants, and others to come in and really help us build this. So it's not, hey, we're just experimenting with some data stuff. This is a really serious endeavor for Trellance, and we're bringing the best and the brightest to the mix to make sure that we equip credit unions with really powerful capabilities.
Right on. And giving folks jobs too, you know, and doing some really good stuff in the community as well. So kudos to you guys for stepping up there and doing some really great stuff, not only for credit unions, but gosh, for your community as well, you know, hiring folks. So that was that's something that's few and far between this year. So well done on that. So anything else here to wrap up, Rick? I mean, this is such a timely topic, and credit unions are really in need of something like this, again, to stay relevant and to, you know, again, to be part of the 90s term, but to be really on the cutting edge of this type of stuff. So anything else? Any other final words of wisdom here on this topic?
I would just maybe add as a point of conclusion here, when you think about the world of technology or the world of data, actually, I'll go back. I'll just tell a quick story. I read an article the other day. It was talking about how technology and globalization are driving the world to change. And I thought, boy, when I think back and I was in MBA school, this was way back when, many, many years ago, my professors at Indiana University said, there are two things that are going to change the world in which you live in, and it's technology and globalization. And I was struck. It was just this week that I saw that headline, and I said, wow, that is exactly what we were being taught, you know, a couple decades ago. And it's still true. Technology and globalization are really driving so much change in the world in which we live. And data will be here to stay. And things are happening really rapidly in the world of software technology and data. We're looking at a world in the future, the very near future, that it includes quantum computing. It includes predictive modeling. It includes artificial intelligence and machine learning. And these are things that big banks are already experimenting with. And there's going to be a lot of value delivered in this realm. A lot of really important capabilities that automate and accelerate the ability to make decisions and to make the right decisions, as we noted before, to run better operations, to increase revenue, to lower costs, or just to serve members in a way that's in line with their expectation of what good member service looks like in the year 2020 or 2021 and beyond. And that is our near future, and that is the world. Those are the capabilities that Trellance is investing in. And over the next 1 year, 2 years, we're going to be adding, on top of the cloud capabilities we just talked about today, a lot of the other items that I just mentioned. And we're going to help credit unions and community banks and others stay relevant, stay competitive,
right on.
And equip them with really affordable solutions to get the job done and run a really fantastic organization. So that's our goal.
Gotcha. And isn't that exciting though as well? Because we keep talking about silver linings from what has taken place this year. And for me, one of the biggest silver linings is the innovation that's going to come from it. So over the next 6 months to a year, over 2 years, it's just going to be, talk about change. It's going to be changing unbelievably. So I'm really excited for that type of stuff. And you guys are right there on the forefront. So it's going to be really interesting watching companies like yours really come out with some really, really cool stuff that, again, will keep credit unions on the forefront and cutting edge and all those terms that that they need to do to compete out there. So,
well, thank you. Totally agree. And we're super excited. Some organizations probably had to freeze up a little bit during the pandemic and the recession, but we did not. We doubled down. We've hired a lot of folks. We've invested very heavily in these platforms, and we are going to accelerate out of this environment with better capabilities. And what's great is, as credit unions themselves come out of this environment, they will need access to these type of solutions in the market. In this case, from Trellance, will be there and ready for them to take advantage of it. So super excited.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Well, all right. We're going to keep a close eye on you guys for sure. And I'll definitely have you back on as these new capabilities come to fruition and helping out credit unions and telling their stories. And so, again, I'm really excited as well to see what you guys are coming up with and what you guys are doing for credit unions. And as a result, what credit unions can do for their members. So it's just, it's a really kind of a cool little chain right there, that chain reaction that that starts with you guys. So well done. Appreciate it.
Thanks much. And thanks for having us on today, Mike. We really appreciate it.
Anytime, Rick. Anytime, Rick. Keep up the good work there and look forward to the next chat.
All right. We'll be back.
All righty.